This is Jared Goff, and you're listening to Call to the Booth.
Yo, yo, this is Keenan Allen. You know how to make that call to the booth from my guy, Keith Talib.
Devin McCourty here alongside my guy,
Jason McCourty on the other side.
Yeah, man, you know we had to call into the booth with my man, Keith Talib. Always an honor being in Mr. Pick 6 presence, man.
What's good? This is Harrison Sanford, and today on a special free agency edition of Call to the Booth, Akib and I take an in-depth offseason look at some of his former teams. Akib won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, went to the Super Bowl with the Rams, and the team he started his career with, the Bucks, they're reigning Super Bowl champions. Here's a look at some of the offseason priorities for those teams, starting with the Rams. Matthew Stafford is the new quarterback, a different quarterback from when you were there. What do you think he adds to this team in 2021?
Definitely a veteran presence, man. If it's one thing that I could say that Jared really didn't have, he wasn't like a super leader, man. He was a quieter guy. You know what I'm saying? He definitely showed up to work early, went to work. But, you know, he wasn't really like a super vocal leader like that, man. I think Matthew Stafford is. I think he's going to bring a little bit more leadership. And that might be what the Rams need to get over the top.
Have you talked to Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, any of the main figures on the team about where they see themselves going now that Stafford's on the roster?
Nah, I haven't talked to anybody, but I talked to Raheem. I talked to the new D coordinator. I talked to Raheem Morris. So, man, they love where they was at last year as far as defense, man. So, they know. It don't take much, man. They got a great team. It don't take much. So, they offseason already started with Stafford. So, they don't have much money to really play around in free agency or no draft picks, man. So, they really got to rock with what they got. You know what I'm saying? They might be able to stumble up on a diamond in the rough somehow, some way, but I think they pretty solid with what they got. If I was front office, I would try to add a pass rusher to match with Aaron Donald, man. You need them two rushers, man. It allows you to play, you know, just four-man rush, two high safeties. You can stay in that market right there. But I don't know how they'd do it with no money and no draft picks. So, man, we'll see.
It's going to be even tougher. Brandon Staley is out as defensive coordinator. He's now the head coach for the Los Angeles Chargers, which brings me to other players who were in that secondary, which you highly ranked this past year and obviously performed well. Troy Hill and John Johnson, both unrestricted free agents. If you had to bring one back, who would it be? And do you think they can? Because I know you have a relationship with both of those guys.
Definitely.
Do you think they could actually bring them back into the fold with how their cap situation looks?
Yeah, it's going to definitely take some restructuring and some things like that to bring back JJ. JJ ticket probably a little bit higher than Troy's. He's probably going to be one of the hottest commodities out there as far as safeties go, man. I don't know what that ticket going to look like. And then that corner, you got Darius. You got Darius. He's restricted. And then, of course, you got Jalen. So you got two corners. So out of those two, man, I got to definitely bring back JJ. And try to figure out a way, try to restructure somebody. But I think they're in a negative somewhere with that cap. So, again, I don't see how they're going to do it, Harrison. It's going to be tough.
You got the Arizona Cardinals, who just added J.J. Watt.
Yep.
You got Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, maybe. And you also have the last team in that. You also have the San Francisco 49ers, who are going to try and have a comeback year after a down year last season. Where do the Rams figure in?
I like them. I like the Rams to compete with Arizona. I don't know why I feel like Arizona finna lead the charge in this West this year, man. But I like Matt Stafford to compete with Kyler Murray and in the NFC West. So it'll be the battle out of them two. I think it's a little friction in Seattle. I don't know how the vibe gonna be over there. We'll see what San Fran do. We'll see what San Fran do about their quarterback situation. But I like them to compete for the champions in NFC West, and they're going to be competing with Arizona. Call to the booth. The 2020 season is over, but we'll still be here for 2021, man. We're talking free agents, drafts, everything football. We'll be here talking about it. So follow us on the gram, subscribe to the page, follow us on Twitter, at Call to the Booth. Now back to the show.
So Akib Talib started his career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, won his Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos, Super Bowl 50. Akib, after you won that Super Bowl, how did you feel about the roster returning the following season?
Ooh, we knew it was going to be tough. We had some big-time names including Von was one of them. So we knew Von was going to get a crazy check, and we didn't know how many other guys we could bring back after that, man. So we ended up losing, you know, two interior guys, Malik, Danny Trevathan. It was key parts to our defense, man. So it's tough after that Super Bowl. Everybody's a hot commodity. Man, it's hard not to prioritize Shaq, right? You wanna bring him back, but you know he probably got the highest, he probably got the highest ticket out of everybody. So if you bring Shaq back, you might not be able to bring too many of the other guys back. But if you don't bring Shaq back, you got a good chance to pretty much bring all the rest of the other guys back. So man, it's a decision the front office is gonna have to make. But I have to ride with Shaq, man. He changed the game so much. I'm going to find a way to keep him on my team.
On the offensive side of the ball, who's more likely to return, Antonio Brown or Leonard Fournette?
Oh, I'm gonna go Leonard Fournette because at the running back position, they're kind of too deep. It's two guys, two running backs who they won a Super Bowl with. At receiver, they're kind of four deep. You know, it's more receivers. So if they had to let one go, they'll still have more receivers, you know what I'm saying, available for them. So I'm gonna go Leonard Fournette.
During the championship celebration, there was some talk that Mike Evans might restructure his contract. You've obviously were in the NFL for a while. You might have been posed with that question: can you restructure your deal to help bring back the roster from last season? Is that something that you would do if you were Mike Evans?
Yeah, I'd do it because restructuring your contract to me is not necessarily taking less money. Some guys take less money, but I feel like for the most part, guys just move money around and they find ways to get you bonuses in March, whether it's a roster bonus or whatever. So all NFL players love March checks, man. We love to get checks right now. We don't want to wait till the season. So I don't think he had no problem getting a check right now and restructuring his deal.
All right, we're going to circle our focus on the Denver Broncos 2021 offseason. Let's see if they can get back in the mix for the top team in the AFC West. Tough division to get on top of. And to do that, you're probably going to need an elite quarterback. Drew Locke, is he the answer in Denver, Akeem? And if he isn't, how hard should they go after Deshaun Watson?
Okay, so I don't think Drew Locke is a bad quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He's young. I think if you roll with him and let him be a starter for three, four years, he'll start coming around and really start to progress. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, owners these days, they want to win right now. And I don't know if Drew Locke going to be that guy to take the Broncos where they want to go right now. So I would be all in, man. I'd be throwing the house Drew Locke, my draft picks, anything else I could throw in there, man, to try to get Deshaun. I mean, it's Deshaun Watson. How can you not? So if Deshaun interested and he'd come there, take a physical and come to Denver, they should be equally as interested, man, trying to get him.
The defense, with all they have and the potential return of Von Miller, can definitely elevate the quarterback of the offense. But we don't know what's happening with Von Miller. Obviously, he missed last year. What do you think happens with Von and the team going forward?
Hopefully they restructure his deal, maybe add on a year or two to get his salary cap number down, you know, spread that money out a little bit. And hopefully he stay there, man. You know what I'm saying? You love to see guys like Von spend their whole career with one team. City love him. And he's still nice, man. Him and Chubb is a great duo rushing off them edges. So, man, if they trying to win now, like I know John trying to do, then Von should be a part of that.
They bring back Von. They throw Justin Simmons the bag.
Yep.
Maybe get Deshaun Watson. How many games are you going to next year if you can?
Hey, I'm pulling up. I'm going to see the show, baby, because I promise you, if they get Deshaun with Judy, with Sutton back, with, you know what I'm saying, KJ in there.
KJ Hamler.
Man, with Noah Fant, with that group, with that line and them backs, that offense going to do work. When the defense confident in the offense, that tends to make them play better. So, man, I like them boys to win 12-plus games next year if they stumble upon Deshaun. But we'll see, though.
We'll be keeping a close eye on all of Akeem's former teams, including the Patriots as well, as we move into free agency, the draft, and the rest of the NFL offseason. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review, and find us on YouTube as well. We're also on social media at Call to the Booth, and we'll be back next week as free agency gets into full swing. See you then.